Everything's all right. Everything is all right. Thank you, John, Count of Mighty Disco. This is Hope for the Caregiver. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. We're glad that you are with us. And thank you. Thank you. Follow along on Facebook Live if you want to be on the show. You can call into 877-655-6755. And right now I have a guest on the show. This is a very interesting, smart, passionate lady about health, about helping you move to a place where everything is all right. This is Jackie Shepherd. Jackie, you with us?
I'm here, Peter.
Well, God love you. How are you feeling?
I feel great. How about you?
Oh, I tried to get John to have James Brown on. You know, I feel good, like I knew that I would. And but, you know, I don't know what happened to John in there, but that's all right. John, you okay in there? He's giving me the eye.
I'm just going to give you the nod.
It's a cool nod. Jackie is an author, speaker, and just an amazing treasure trove of information about moving you from point A to point B. And what point B is you being healthier. And I preach on this show a lot, and I'm wearing a coat and tie today, so I will say preach. But I preach on this, how important it is for us as caregivers to be healthy and to respect the amount of stress that we have on us as caregivers. Her book is called, I'm going to hold it up for the Facebook Live folks that are watching on video, Silent Takeover, How the Body Hijacks the Mind. Silent Takeover, How the Body Hijacks the Mind. Jackie, talk to us a little bit about your own journey, because you kind of went through the meat grinder of health issues and you took matters into your own hands and said, enough is enough. I'm going to empower myself on this. And this is something I really want caregivers to do themselves. I want all of us to do this, empower ourselves. Tell us about your journey a little bit, and then we're going to get into some of your thoughts on other things.
Okay, Peter. I did not have good health as a child. It was hepatitis, meningitis, nephritis, not a healthy teenager, surgeries in my young adulthood. Breast cancer, 1993, and I began to realize that my health if I wanted to change my health, I had to change a lot of my thinking. And the thinking was, I just go to the doctor, get a pill, I'm supposed to get better. But that was not working out for me. And so, yes, Peter, I had to, one of the reasons that I did so much research on physical health was because of my own health. And then in my 60s, I began to experience some short-term memory loss.
So where did it go from there? I mean, you got into this and you realized, okay, I'm just going to go to the doctor. I'm going to just, you know, get my regular stuff. But it wasn't obviously enough. You weren't moving in the direction you wanted to. What did you find out?
Well, I had already been doing years and years of research. I think you know enough about my background to know I started researching the effects of metabolism on ADD, ADHD, and autism quite early, 70s and 80s. I was doing my best to find out what's wrong with these children, what's wrong with these teenagers. I had a private school for a number of years.
You founded a private school, didn't you?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So you saw this, you saw your own health, and you saw the health of a lot of kids that were going through a lot of things, and you said, something's not connecting.
Well, I think that it had actually happened way before I started the private school. I noticed the changes in the classroom, and I felt that the answers we were getting were not adequate. And then I was privileged to collaborate with a research pediatrician, and we were able to start looking deeper into maybe the causes for how their brain was malfunctioning. And that some of that is in my book, Silent Takeover, but a lot of what is in the book is the effects of metabolism on depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, and so forth.
Well, and you've spent a good bit of time documenting so many different research. I mean, I was impressed that how deeply you went into this and the science of it and showing people, okay, look, we're killing ourselves and we're treating the wrong thing. And I've seen this so many times in my own life and in other lives of others, that we just kind of go through these patterns that we develop and not realizing that it is a, and I love the title of the book, Silent Takeover. And our bodies are dictating to our mind how we're going to function. And it wasn't enough for a 15-minute office visit with a physician, evidently. And you said, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to get healthy. And I think this is what we as caregivers have to do. We have to have that kind of passion and how we approach this. Here's something I want you to spend a little bit of time on, because a lot of people will come up and then they'll say, okay, well, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. And they take advantage of folks who are struggling and feeling like they're just underwater, and they're grasping at something, and then somebody will come along and say, well, here's the latest, greatest product. Take this nutraceutical or take this thing right here. Forget all these prescription drugs. Do this and this. How do you – you've seen all of this. I mean, there's nothing that has come your way that, you know, you've seen it all. And I'm not saying that that means that you're older. That just means that you're experienced, Jackie. I just want to clarify that, okay? And but you have – in your years, you've seen these things. How do you weed out and recognize the snake oil versus here's a healthier path? What are some things that you've done?
Let me say first, Peter, that I don't mind if people know I'm 75 years old. And I don't mind if they know that 50 years of those 50 years I have been in researching these various subjects. Peter, you are exactly right. Well-meaning friends will offer us all sorts of supplements, of all sorts of things to take. And it's not that they're all bad, but we have to be able to know what's best and what really suits what our bodies need. So I think the very first thing, Peter, that they need to look for is validated science that is peer-reviewed. Now, peer-reviewed means that they've got to have two or three other universities, research hospitals, or so forth, doing the same clinical trial. They have to get exactly the same results before that can become a peer-reviewed, validated clinical trial. The best place, if you're taking a supplement, if someone comes to you and offers you something to take, go to the website PubMed, that's P-U-B-M-E-D, PubMed.gov. This is the most respected science research site in the world. It's international. It is the National Medical Library of the United States, as well as the National Institute of Health. Put the name of that supplement in there, or put the drug you're taking. You can also research health disorders and diseases there. See what the true scientific authorities in the world say about that supplement before you put it in your mouth.
Well, I love that, because so many people will just say, oh, no, this is really great, and there's so many different scientific things on it. This is a way for us to check ourselves. And I want my fellow caregivers to be skeptical. I want all of us to be just hard-nosed skeptical, because you know what? We don't have a lot of margin for error. So, number one, validated science, peer review. It's got to be more than just one thing, right? There's got to be more than just one study. So what's a number that you would feel comfortable saying, okay, this stuff they've really done their homework on this, and here's the number of peer reviews. What's a number and up that you would feel comfortable with?
Well, if that supplement is on PubMed.gov, it's already been peer reviewed before it could be submitted. And only a certain percentage of those clinical trials will be on PubMed.gov, because they have to be completely pristine. There can't be any if and an and about it. Because this is where doctors, research scientists go for their research. So if someone comes and offers you something, go to PubMed.gov, put the name of that supplement in the search window, see if there are any clinical trials on it. That's a very good way to check it out.
All right, clinical trials. What's next? What's another way to make sure you don't get pulled into a situation where somebody's just taking you for a ride and giving you something that's basically a placebo? Or worse yet, even harmful.
Right. That's very true. And that's there is a term they call it GRASS, G-R-A-S. And that stands for Generally Regarded as Safe. And if it's got that little notation, generally regarded as safe, that means there is a long history of safe usage. Now, that may be in another culture, another country, maybe it's India, China, Australia, or something, when it comes to herbs and plants and so forth. But when these are combined, I like to see if it's grass. Is it generally regarded as safe? Secondly, are groups like the Banned Substances Control Group, have they verified it? Now, if you're an Olympian, a professional athlete, you're looking for that little symbol on a supplement that says BSCG. If it has been approved by that group, it's okay for a professional athlete, Olympian, and so forth to take it. So these are very important things to learn about and to look for on your dietary supplements.
Well, by the way, John has that on his shirt, grass. He's generally regarded as safe, so we're all very thankful for that. All right, I only got just a little bit more time. You got one more that you could – because I really don't – Jackie, I look at you as somebody who has done a lot of work so that others who are just overwhelmed don't have to. And there's no way that I could catch up with where you are. The learning curve is just too steep. So I need to learn from people like you, from you, not like you, from you, what do I need to look out for? And I want to, I really want you to guide us through that one more time. One more tip that you got that you could just help people stay safe, because people don't know. Somebody comes from their church and they're, you know, they got Jesus all over it and they're given something that's just really costing them money and doing nothing for them or hurting them.
Peter, I think the other thing, I'm going to combine two into one. You need to make sure it's produced by a respected and reliable company under the highest industry standards. You don't want it from a backyard lab. And you need to stay on these proven, scientific validated products for an extended time, a year perhaps, because you've got to have the cellular renewal. So it's not just take a pill, a magic pill. So, Peter, I want to say one more thing, but I'm going to throw it back to you.
All right. Throw it back to me.
Okay. I hear tomorrow's your birthday.
It is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm only 35, but I look much older. It's all that mileage, and it ain't interstate miles.
I thought you were 28, man.
I'll be 55 tomorrow.
I'm honored to know you, Peter. I'm honored to know Gracie, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of the hope that you're giving to people.
Well, you came to me over a year ago, and you talked to me about some things, and I want folks to be able to hear this, because I said, okay, I'll follow you down this path a little bit, Jackie, because I am incredibly skeptical on everything, because I get approached about a lot of this. But I took your counsel. We spent some time with it, and all I can tell you is a year later, my blood work, my cholesterol went down. I'm on no cholesterol medication. I'm 55 years old. I take no cholesterol medication. I take no blood pressure medication. I take no medication of any kind. Blood pressure went down. Cholesterol went down. Triglycerides went down. Everything that needed to go down went down. Now, some of it needs to go down a little faster. That's my weight, but I'm working on that. But I didn't do anything different except listen to you. I did what you told me to do. And I use myself as a guinea pig. So that's why I'm willing to have this conversation on the air, because I wouldn't do this with just anybody, and I wouldn't do this about anybody, because there's too many people out there that are raking people away in this. And so you've done something extraordinary, and I appreciate this very much. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and find out more about this, what they can do, your book and so forth, what's the best way to do that?
I'm going to give you an email address, Peter.
All right.
Go ahead. So everybody will grab a pen and paper.
And I'm going to put this on Facebook Live so people can get it from there as well. Then I'll put it out on the podcast. So go ahead.
Okay, it's Getting Strong Now. at outlook.com. I'll repeat that. Getting Strong Now at outlook.com.
All right. Well, listen, I've got to run here because we're up against a heartbreak. Jackie Shepherd, author of Silent Takeover, How the Body Hijacks the Mind. Jackie, I am so grateful you came on. You're going to come back on again with me, okay?
Peter, I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, well, listen, behave yourself, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hey, this is Hope for the Caregiver. We're about getting strong right now. That's what we want to do, and we're going to put this out on the website at hopeforthecaregiver.com and the podcast, Hope for the Caregiver. And you can go to all those sites and get it. Healthy caregivers make better caregivers. That's what we're
all
about.
Great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.